Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
And this morning in the studio, we've got Dr. Zach Carter from the School of Biological Sciences. Morena, Zach, how are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me. Doing well.
It's great to have you up here. We're talking about pest-free goals for New Zealand and some of the concerns that are out there that we're not going to reach them. Now, how does your research fit into this big picture?
So our research, we wanted to look at the amount of time it's going to take to conduct eradications on islands in New Zealand. So because predator-free 2050 is based on time, we want to be done by 2050, we thought, how much time will it take for these eradications to occur? And that's and the analysis is based on what's been done in the past, and so it's based on the trajectory that's been achieved so far, and we kind of extend that, we extrapolate it into the future to look at where we might land if current progress continues.
And where might we land? Is it looking good or not so good?
Well, it's not looking the best. The analysis shows that we won't actually complete predator-free 2050 using current tools.
Okay.
But what it does show is that that future transformative technologies will be required. And what's really great is that those technologies are actually in development right now.
Awesome.
So essentially affirms what we already know and highlights the need and continued research for these new technologies.
So what kind of technologies are we talking about, and then how do they get used?
Well, what was most interesting from the research is that we think that transformative social tools will be the most transformative, will be the best, give us the most amount of gains. Because predator-free 2050 is essentially a social problem.
Okay.
If we were all on the same page, we could get a lot of a lot done very quickly. And the issue comes with differing values and different stakeholders who want different things and who may not actually believe that eradication is the most pertinent of issues. So actually understanding ways to overcome that, we think, will give the most immediate benefit.
So it's kind of like working with communities and trying to understand why people think the way they do, and then maybe overcome some of those barriers. Is that big part of the focus?
That's exactly right. So one of those transformative tools is social impact assessment, and does exactly what you just mentioned. So it looks to understand the actual communities and the people themselves, to understand their values and what they want to be done, and so that you can work with them as an eradication manager or a conservation practitioner to overcome those barriers that might be in place.
And so we're talking about this for like, how does this work for New Zealand? Are we talking about this for in cities? Is this for our like pest-free islands? I know the plan for 2050 is to have it across the whole country, but where do you start with that? Because your communities are different wherever you go.
That's exactly right. So our analysis was only for offshore islands. And so we were thinking that you would start there and actually get that knowledge, that understanding of what's going on in the island communities. And once you've actually tackled that issue, then you can apply it to the mainland where you know, you're not surrounded by nice ocean and it's not an encapsulated problem. So it extends further. And once you have those islands done, then you can move to the mainland. So I would also like to add that this isn't to knock on any of the other transformative technologies that aren't social.
Totally.
The actual technical things. So those will be needed as well.
Right.
So I just want to make sure that
it's a multi-pronged approach here.
That's exactly
definitely.
Right.
Yeah. So I guess one of the big things is when you see a success story like one of the offshore islands is able to be predator free, and you can see how you get the community on board with that, I imagine that makes it much easier to then be able to come and talk to mainland communities and be like, look what we've managed to achieve as well. How do you kind of, I guess, strike up these relationships, because you said you sort of work through various different channels to talk to people and talk to these communities.
You know, I'd say that's probably not my forte to actually talk about. But what I can say is that it is like a snowball effect. Once you get the ball rolling and people see that there are actual ecological benefits to the eradication and there are economic benefits as well to these island communities, you know, a lot of them are reliant on tourism and things like that. Mm. And so having a pest-free island is a great attractant for tourists. Mm. And so when other communities can see that, see those benefits themselves, I think it really helps for them to want to conduct an eradication or control program on their own island.
Totally. So what's next for you personally in your research projects?
So what we're working on now is a mainland prioritization project. So this past project was prioritizing islands based on the amount of time it's going to take to eradicate them. This current project, we're looking at prioritizing different control tools across the mainland. And so we want to find the tools that have the highest probability mm-hmm. of being implemented. So the idea is to create a contiguous control network. And if we can find the tools that are most likely to be adopted in any given area, that will facilitate creating that. The idea is that as transformative technologies, the successors to existing technologies are created, if this contiguous network is in place, you can then use those new tools as drop-in replacements.
Awesome.
And hopefully, with those new technologies, we'll be able to actually complete Predator-Free 2050 by its designated timeline.
That would be great, to be able to hit that timeline. It would be a really awesome thing. Hey, thank you so much, Zach, for coming in and speaking to us this morning. It sounds like awesome research, and wish you all the best with it as well, for a very important part of our conservation effort as a country. So thank you.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn! Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
This is